And next day we went as far down to Fort Oglethorpe, down to Georgia. And we came back. And it was a... Oh, we came home, got home about midnight the next night. And enjoyed it. That was for the young people. That was during the time that I was taking care of these here ladies with their dresses. And I enjoyed every bit of it. Well, the next thing I did, I didn't want to ask my father for money to buy a new coat, and I wanted a new coat. And Slant and Slant had come in to Lawrenceburg, and they made shirts. So I went up there and to see if I could get a job. And the first morning, I went early. There were 30 ladies lined up wanting a job. Well, I'd lived on the farm and worked all my life. And I have strong hands. They never get tired. So he went down the line looking at the lady's hands. And he selected me. So he told me, if you will work, I'll give you $1 a day for 2 months. And when your 2 months is up, I'll give you $2.40 a day.
I never had to work there.
Well, I never had to work there. And I said I would do it. I applied for it, and he selected me, so I would do it, and I did. And I worked all day. I trimmed 30 dozen shirts. They had, they were making shirts for people in the cold climate, and they were thick. And they came, the yoke in the back, down about middle of your back. Well, they had to trim around the sleeves, the holes, and around the neck if they hadn't put those yokes on so they would fit exactly. And I thought I did real well. I trimmed 30 dozen that day for $1. I walked to Leoma. It's a mile from here to Leoma. And I rode with... some girls that were working there at the time. And I stood up and trimmed. And at noon, I just went to sleep. I lay down on the bundles and the shirts and go to sleep. And I'd tell them to wake me up when it was time to get up. I didn't take any lunch with me. And I didn't buy any lunch. So I worked, we worked 8 hours. And I rode back to the Yama, and as I was coming back, they told me, when your 2 months is up, he will fire you and hire somebody else. That's exactly what he has been doing on that job all the time. And I said, well, I promised I'd do it. I'll stick to it, knowing all the time I'd be fired. And exactly the very day that my 2 months was up, he came around to me and he told me that he didn't have any more work for me. And I looked at the bundle boy, brought the shirts to me to trim, and he winked at me. Of course, I knew. And I said, well, I'll leave my name and my phone number in the office, and when you have work for me, will you call me? And he said, yes. So I knew he wouldn't. I went over to my brother's, lived in Pulaski, for 2 weeks.
I came back.
I managed to get there in the just about the time that the work was over and they'd been leaving out of the factory. Well, got in there and.